Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a crunchy sampler-style intro for Jungle and Old School DNB in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to make it feel authentic, functional, and full of character right from the first bar. What we want here is not just a lo-fi drum loop, we want an intro that actually works in an arrangement. Something that sets the mood, introduces the drum identity early, hints at the bass energy without giving away the drop, and leaves enough space for a DJ-friendly mix-in. That's the sweet spot. First thing, set your session around 170 to 174 BPM, if you want that classic jungle and old-school DNB energy. Create a dedicated group for your intro drums and keep it organized from the start. I like to think about this section as its own little ecosystem. It needs its own balance, its own texture, and its own energy curve. On that drum group, load in the basics: drum bus for weight and smack, saturator for grit, EQ8 for cleanup, and glue compressor if you want a bit of cohesion later on. Keep your output safe, and aim to leave around 6 dB of headroom on the intro bus. That way, the intro can hit hard without boxing you in for the rest of the track. Now choose a source that already feels alive. The best starting point is usually a breakbeat loop, a dusty percussion loop, or a noisy rhythm phrase with some room tone in it. You want something that already has movement, not a sterile loop that needs too much convincing. Drag it into an audio track and warp it carefully. If the source is close to tempo, keep the warping simple. If you need more control, use beats mode and preserve the transient so the chop stays punchy. Complex Pro can work if you need to keep more tonal body, but for this style, rawness usually wins. Remember, we're not trying to make it perfect. We're trying to make it feel sampled, handled, and slightly worn in. Once the loop is in place, right-click and slice it to a new MIDI track for a more natural break feel. Slice by transient. If you want tighter rhythmic control, slice by eighth notes. Ableton will give you a drum rack or a simpler bass setup, and that's perfect for this kind of work. Now build a sparse pattern from the slices. Start with kick fragments, snare ghosts, top-end hats, a few chopped break hits, and maybe one or two reversed or off-grid slices. Don't overfill it. A strong jungle intro often works because it suggests the full groove without fully revealing it. It makes the listener lean in. Keep an eye on velocity too. Vary it quite a bit so the hits don't sound machine perfect. Some can be softer, some can poke out harder, and that unevenness is part of the old sampler feel. Also, don't quantize everything so tightly that it loses swing. A little drag and push goes a long way in this style. Now let's make it crunchy. A solid processing chain here is autofilter, saturator, redux or drum bus, then EQ8. Start with a low-pass filter if the intro needs to stay dark at first. Something in the 200 to 800 Hz range can work nicely for the opening bars. Then add some saturation, maybe 2 to 8 dB of drive, with soft clip on for controlled grit. If you want more hardware-style damage, bring in redux slightly. You do not have to destroy the sound. Even a subtle bit of bit reduction or sample rate reduction can make the loop feel like it's been recorded through an old sampler or pushed too hard through a small mixer. That kind of texture helps the drums cut in a club, without just making them louder. Drum bus is especially useful here. A little drive, a touch of crunch, and careful use of the boom control can give the intro weight and attitude. Just be careful not to overdo the low end if you're already planning a separate bass hint underneath. Now comes one of the most important workflow moves: resample the texture. Route the drum intro group to a new audio track and print a few bars. This gives you that performed, committed feel, and it opens up a lot of creative options. Once it's audio, you can chop it again, reverse bits, warp it differently, or use it as a new layer. This is where the intro starts to feel like real jungle. Take the resampled audio and make tiny variations. Reverse one slice. Pitch another one down by a few semitones. Shift a ghost hit a little late. Leave a gap before a strong snare fragment. Those little imperfections create personality. In this genre, a tiny bit of instability is a good thing. If you're using simpler, classic mode can help give it that older sampler response. Keep the filter fairly low if needed, and use transpose sparingly. A snare ghost pitch down just a little can make the whole section feel more worn and menacing. Think of it like evidence of a machine being pushed to its limits in a good way. Now treat the intro like a drum section, not just a loop. On the group, clean up the low rumble with EQ8, usually somewhere below 25 to 35 Hz. If the break is too bright or sharp, tame a bit around 5 to 9 Khz. Then use drum bus to shape the transient punch, and glue compressor to help the whole chop pattern breathe together. A very subtle groove can also help a lot. If the intro feels rigid, try a groove from Ableton's Groove Pool with a light amount of swing. You don't want it to sound overly modernized, just a little more human, a little more alive. Around 55 to 62% strength is often enough to give it that push-pull feel. Even though this lesson is focused on drums, a small bass hint can make the intro feel much more complete. Keep it minimal. Use something like operator, wave eatable, or even a resampled subtone. One long note or a very short phrase can be enough. Low pass it, keep it mono, and make it quiet enough that the drums remain the star. A good trick is to bring in a bass swell for just a couple of bars, maybe in the middle of the intro, and then pull it back out before the drop. That way, you get tension without crowding the drums. The bass should feel like a shadow underneath the sampler texture, not a second lead. Automation is where the intro really starts to breathe. Open the filter gradually over a few bars. Increase saturation a little as the section develops. Maybe widen the top percussion slightly in the final bars, but keep the kick, snare core, and sub lock down in mono. That's the kind of controlled movement that makes a DNB intro feel like it's unfolding naturally. A classic tension curve could look like this. The first two bars are dark and murky, the next two bars reveal more top-end detail and a few extra ghost hits, then the following bars bring in a clearer break presence and a bass hint, and the last bar gives you a small tension spike before the drop. That feels musical and it's very DJ-friendly. For arrangement, think in clean 4-bar or 8-bar blocks. A simple structure might be filtered break texture at the start, then more ghost notes and brightness, then a clearer break loop or fill, and finally a last bar transition with a reverse hit, cutoff sweep, or impact into the drop. One thing to watch out for is making the intro too clean. If it starts sounding polished or pop-like, bring back some saturation, reduce the perfection of the transients, or resample it again and process the print. Also, don't widen everything. Keep the low end centered and only give width to the airy top layers or background textures. Another big mistake is overfilling every bar. Jungle and old school DNB often hit harder because of what they leave out. Silence and gaps are part of the groove. A small rest before a key snare or kick fragment can make the next hit feel much heavier. If you want to go darker, try a duplicated layer that's more damaged. Heavily filter it, reduce it more aggressively, maybe band pass it into the harsh mids, and tuck it quietly underneath the main layer. That gives you a cracked sampler edge without turning the whole mix to mush. You can also make one bar behave differently every phrase. Maybe the last bar has an extra reverse slice, a muted kick fragment, or a tiny pitch dip. That kind of variation helps the intro feel like it's talking, not looping. So the big takeaway is this: treat the drums as the identity of the intro. Start with a break or rhythmic source, slice it into something playable, process it with stock Ableton tools, resample it, and automate the energy so it unfolds in a way that feels alive. Keep the low end controlled, keep the groove believable, and keep the texture just damaged enough to feel like real jungle history. If you do it right, the intro should feel dark, functional, slightly unstable, and ready to hand off cleanly into the drop. That's the vibe. That's the win.